Evening has fallen. No one else can hear it. Men and women having sex in the dark, dingy alleys, groping one another. Be quiet, all of you. Hear me when I say this.
WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Previously on the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
When you hear my vagina's not real, you have to follow that up with it's not an inside out penis. So in this world living where there's black Santa Clauses and that W. Cabal Bell guy is writing articles about how there needs to be more of a black presence late night, and it's a hot button issue right now. My question is, why in the world do they not make flesh-colored Band-Aids for black people?
I think they do.
They don't. You don't see them. You don't see them at the stores. I saw a gal at the McDonald's today. Had a white person flesh-colored Band-Aid on, and it stuck out. And I mean, I think that they should go down the aisle and they should say, whose flesh color? Certainly not mine.
I thought they made different colors of flesh colored.
I'm saying it should exist, but I really don't think it does. And if it does, I don't know why this gal didn't buy the right color.
Maybe that's all they had at the McDonald's little first aid thing.
Well, no, I mean, she didn't work at McDonald's. She was an employee there. I'm just saying, if it isn't a thing, we should be ashamed of ourselves as a country.
Can't you just
and as
get
a world?
Can't you just get, like, a Sharpie and just hit it with the Sharpie?
I don't know. I'm concerned. Because, I mean, that's the whole point, is to, you know, so that it doesn't just stand right out. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to get that right out at the start of the show. I'm not for it. I'm not for the mistreatment of different colored people when it comes to Band-Aids.
Well,
and fuck you, Band-Aid manufacturers, for not supplying folks with much needed first aid supplies in a variety of colors and shades.
I'm sure it doesn't stick out as much as an open sore, so I guess, you know.
It does, actually, though. I would think so.
Really?
Yeah. I think that a bright flesh or peach colored Band-Aid on smooth, beautiful brown skin stands out very much. Stands out a lot. Guys, welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined by my co-host, Napier. We are a couple folks shy tonight. I don't know if drunk's coming or not. You never really do. But we're going to try our best to come at you with interesting thoughts and musings. And if you would like to participate in the program, 309-740-1430, or you can Skype Radio Fubar to get a hold of us. Napier, how are you, brother? You look well rested.
I'm rather gassy.
Yeah?
I ate a whole bunch of chicken wings at the B-Dubs. And, not gonna lie to you, they were delicious, but I probably ate way too many.
Found out a couple weeks ago that, do you remember Days of the New, the band Days of the New?
No.
They had a fairly popular album in 1999,
while I was in high school that I was a big fan of. They released two albums after which both were good, but they weren't as popular as the first one. So the first album comes out. They had one big single from it. And then after they toured that album, the singer of the band fired the whole band.
Can you do that?
Apparently so. So he fired the whole band. And I mean, just to get the whole rest of it out, they released three albums as Days of the New, and each album they subsequently fired the whole band, and it was just like the singer that kept the name. So the whole band from the first Days of the New album actually got a singer and started a new band called Tantric. And then after two albums as Tantric, the singer of Tantric fired the band and carried on the Tantric name. So there's two bands currently in existence that are just the singer that fired these three guys from the band. But anyway, the original lineup of Days of the New with the original band that became Tantric, they got back together for a reunion tour, and they scheduled like 50 dates on this reunion tour to commemorate that the original band has gotten back together. And I don't think that they were playing any, I mean, the club that they played in St. Louis, I had never heard of. It's called the Mad Magician.
No, I've never heard of that one either.
Yeah, have you ever heard of that in your entire life? I've never heard of it, but that's where they were playing. And I was kind of excited. I was thinking I should go to this. This would be cool.
Was it a meth billy bar?
I don't know what it is. But so I come to find out, I couldn't talk anybody into going with me, and I'm not going to be the guy that goes to a concert by myself. I'm not that guy. So I come to find out that they played in Columbia on Thursday, and the club that they played in Columbia, they didn't even show up to.
Excellent. So then good start.
Saturday, a couple days later, they were scheduled to play in St. Louis, and they went out on stage and played a couple of songs, and the singer of the band was so intoxicated that he couldn't perform, and like he couldn't remember the words, he couldn't play his instrument. So apparently they got in a big argument on stage and broke up on stage during their show in St. Louis that I wanted to go to after like two songs. So would seeing a band implode on itself and break up like right on stage during their show, two songs in, would that be more fun to witness than actually going to a concert and watching them perform for an hour and a half?
Do I like them?
Yes.
Maybe.
I think that would be way cooler. And that would be a story that like you could tell forever. You were there the night that this band broke up on stage, right?
Yeah,
I mean that would be worth your $20, wouldn't it?
I think so.
It's way more monumental than, hey, I saw this band play one time. It would be way more fun to, you know, tell, hey, I was there, and then tell the story about what happened and stuff.
Yeah, because how many times is that going to happen on stage?
That's probably going to be my only opportunity, and I missed it. I missed out on seeing a band break up on stage during their show, and I'm really bummed out about it.
And that might have been the last time you could have seen the original band members play together.
Yeah, I mean, I wonder how many times you can actually break up. Has there people that have broken up like a whole bunch of times? Hasn't Motley Crue broken up a whole bunch of times?
Oh God, yeah, at least twice.
They actually are like doing like a farewell tour, and apparently they signed documentation that said that, you know, if they do shows again, they have to pay some fine or something. They signed like a ridiculous contract that prevents them from ever getting back together. Because like they were afraid that they were going to end up playing county fairs and stuff, you know, like the Gin Blossoms. You know, you get the Gin Blossoms at like a, you know, 4th of July parade or something.
Well, I mean, what else is the guy from the Gin Blossoms going to do?
I don't know.
Be some shitty.
But they
Home Depot
they were
manager.
Afraid they were going to end up doing that, so they signed contracts that said this would be the last time they got together again.
I'm sure nobody going to them like actually knew they signed documents. I mean, how many bands go on farewell tours for 10 years?
I think the Eagles have been on a farewell tour for like the last 10 years.
Maybe they're just hoping one of them's going to die.
While they're on their farewell tour. And I'm like, oh, that was it.
Well, they rolled the dice. And
yeah, I think that if you've gone to one city multiple times on your farewell tour, then you're just always forever on a farewell tour, and that doesn't really count.
Well, what if you're just going to different venues within the town? Like, you circle around the country, you come back to the neighboring dive bar and play there.
You know, very rarely does a farewell tour even really mean. I remember Nine Inch Nails, like 5 or 6 years ago, had a whole bunch of farewell shows and said that they were done, and then they were back like 2 years later.
Well, they met for 2 years.
Jane's Addiction has broken up like 10 times.
Do you think we should forcibly make them not play together anymore?
How would you go about doing that?
Enforce the
rule.
Legally remove their name from them so they have to be a new band.
That's it. They should have to form a new band. Like, I think the Foo Fighters are touring right now as the Holy Shits.
Really? That's like awesome.
If they say this is our farewell tour, I think that they should have to be the Holy Shits now. I mean, that's not the case with the Foo Fighters. I think they're just doing it, you know, to, like, warm up for something bigger. But, you know, it's kind of fun. And yeah, that's a good idea, Napier. Good idea. You see, you're thinking.
Exactly. They can always tour anytime they want to as a new band name, but they always have to put in little quotes at the bottom of all of their ads, cover band of such and such.
Well, speaking of promising us to go away and not fulfilling your promise, did you hear Surge is back?
Yeah, I did.
I liked Surge.
I heard that ate up your boys, though.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
That's what they say about Mountain Dew, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Actually, from what I understand, when they were creating Surge is a Coke product. When they were creating Surge, the code word for Surge before they decided on the word Surge was MDK. It was the Mountain Dew Killer. I guess that didn't work out too well, but...
Oh, God, it would be great if a serial killer came out about that time, and then they just named him the Mountain Dew Killer, because he beat people to death with, like, frozen 2 liters of Mountain Dew. Oh, that'd be great.
But, yeah, Surge is back. It's going to be sold exclusively through Amazon.
Why?
I don't... You know, because, you know, you window shop for soda online, and then they ship it to you.
Is Amazon a big retailer of soda?
I don't know. Can you? You can buy just about anything from Amazon, can't you?
Yeah, I guess so.
Why?
It's
outrageous too. It's like a 12-pack of cans for like $14 or something. I was like, that's way too much, man. That's crazy. But I guess for the nostalgia value, I mean, who knows? You might not ever have a Surge again. This might be a limited time thing.
Oh, goody! I get to drink a Surge that's been carted around the country in UPS trucks. And then shipped to my house and left outside for God knows how long. Great job. Mm-hmm. Where all the squirrels and raccoons shit.
They're going to start doing drones, right? You could have soda delivery drones.
Yay, they can drop it from an unknown height onto my concrete. Catch, faggot. You want your soda?
Wouldn't you be pissed if, like, you shot down one of those Amazon drones and, like, you know, you risked probably, you know, being caught and jailed for shooting down Amazon's property, and all you got out of the deal was a 12-pack of soda?
Yeah.
Like, damn it, I was hoping to, like, get, like, a cool pair of headphones or something. I got a damn 12-pack of Surge. A soda so shitty that it died. And a few people brought it back because they just can't let go.
I'd only drink it if they have Diet Surge.
Wasn't Amp the same thing?
No.
Amp was Surge, wasn't it?
No, it's not the same.
Are you sure Amp wasn't Surge?
I drank the shit out of some Surge. I probably ain't got no working boys left because of all the Surge I drank. They're probably all sitting there all stunned and and dead. Gonna have to take one of those civilian shock things, those little tasers, hit my boys with them to wake them up. Or, you know, because it's Saturday, whatever.
Burger King is releasing a black cheeseburger.
Yeah, I saw that. It's got black cheese on it.
Yeah, they colored the cheese with charcoal. Because, you know, that's just what you want, is you want cheese made with charcoal in it. That sounds healthy. That sounds like we'll be digesting that just fine, right?
Nothing is tastier than like a buttery bun, you know, hot glistening cheese off of a hamburger. Until you color everything black and keep that same buttery shine to it, it just, it looks like tar and not very appealing for food.
It has a bamboo charcoal bun, which doesn't sound great.
No.
I've never heard of a bamboo bun. I mean, that doesn't sound like something that you can even eat. That sounds like something that you would, you know, make your deck out of.
Yeah.
The garlic sauce is dyed with squid ink.
Oh, yummy. Nothing better than hamburgers and squid.
Because, you know, squids, like, who would even think to ingest squid ink? I mean, who would be like, oh my God, let's see if we can put this squid ink on a cheeseburger?
Oh,
that
no.
Sounds awesome.
The Italians apparently do that. Like, that's a thing over there. Like, they make squid ink pasta.
No.
Yes. There is squid ink pasta. You can eat it, and it apparently tastes like the ocean, you know, because it's got squid jizz in it. Big helpings of squid jizz.
So you get this thing, you unwrap it, and it just looks like it was in the oven way too long.
Yeah.
Right? It looks like it fell through the grill and, like, was in the fire.
Yes.
And you have to, you know, take the leap of faith to put this thing in your mouth. And I mean, that's a lot to ask a person to do.
Do you think the first time a blind person orders it, everybody just looks at them like, why? Like, the entire point of it is that it's, you know, a new color.
To look at it and say, look at me, look what I'm eating. I watched a documentary that Katie Couric made about how we're all fucked. Because everything has sugar in it, we're all going to get the diabetes. And I don't think we're going in the right direction making black cheeseburgers. We need to go in the right direction, start eating some broccoli and shit. You know what I'm saying? They said that they tricked us into cheese because people were trying. It's all a big work, Napier. That's what this documentary told me, because people were, you know, they started drinking skim milk because, you know, they didn't want to get fat. And so they had all this milk fat, and they were like, oh my God, what are we going to do with it? Start putting cheese on everything. And cheese is delicious.
Yeah, it is.
Not going to say nothing bad about cheese. I'm just going to say they started putting cheese on everything because they just had all this excess cheese. Which, okay, I like cheese. Put cheese on stuff. But they were saying, I'm just going to give you all the facts I took away from this movie so you don't actually have to see it by, for yourself.
Excellent.
Said that tomato sauce, Prego tomato sauce, has way more sugar than a bag of M&Ms.
Good.
Like everything is loaded up on sugar. And the reason it's loaded up on sugar is because they have to have low fat, because people get freaked out if it says fat. And you know, so they just put sugar in it instead. And
okay,
we're all going to get diabetes and die. That's what I took away from it.
Or you could just make food at home yourself.
They said that 80% of the food that you could purchase at grocery stores is loaded up on sugar. They said that the FDA says you should have 9 grams of sugar a day. And they went through a very modest 3 meals a day. It was like cereal for breakfast.
That's loaded with sugar.
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich for lunch.
Okay, more sugar.
And spaghetti and meatballs for dinner.
Yeah,
and
that's like, all sugar.
And it was like, it was supposed to be 9 grams of sugar. And those three things ended up being like 60 grams of sugar.
You know how you get no sugar?
What?
Bacon and eggs for breakfast. A giant ass steak for lunch. And then to end it all, a giant ass steak for dinner. Then you won't have to worry about any sugar.
That does sound pretty good. I mean, we could just do that every day, right?
Yeah, until your shit just turns constantly steak-colored and your farts smell like cattle.
Hi, drunk.
You can substitute like a chicken breast for one of those steaks, right?
Yeah, yeah, if you want to. I mean, right. I don't know why you would.
Well, I mean, who wants to eat 14 steaks a week?
This guy?
I would love 14 steaks a week.
Really?
That's like saying how many blowjobs can
you stand? God, it's been so long since I had a nice steak.
I mean, I could probably do like 8 to 10 steaks a week.
You know what I want? I want to go to Ponderosa. You know how long it's been since I went to Ponderosa? It's been a long time. Most of the Ponderosas are closed.
Or they go there.
Napier, we need to have
a mandate.
We need to go to Ponderosa.
There's one on the Rock Road.
I know, that's the only one left. Gotta go. Gotta go to Ponderosa. Have some salad bar fun. Have a nice steak.
I mean, they got those Golden Corrals and whatnot.
Yeah. Just gotta go to Golden Corral.
Golden Corral have steaks?
Yeah, they do.
And they got like $5 lobster tails, too.
Oh. So Golden Corral is like the new steak place?
Yes.
That's where you go? Drunk, how have you been, buddy?
I'm okay.
I mean, like, what's new?
Nothing.
Did you download the new U2 album off of the iTunes?
Absolutely not.
You didn't?
Nope.
Do you have an iCloud account?
I don't even have an iTunes account.
You don't?
Nope.
You don't have iTunes either,
Nate? If I want to listen to music, no. I'll just go to the YouTubes.
Well, did you hear about this U2 thing?
What'd they do?
Apple gave out the specifics on their new... their new phone and their new watch.
So they're trying to copy off Samsung?
They're going
to
do a watch, yeah. You know, it's funny because people stopped wearing watches because they didn't need a watch because they had their phone in their pocket with the time on it.
Yeah.
And so now they're going to try to make watches a thing again when they were the ones that killed watches.
Correct.
That's dumb.
They're trying to corner the market.
Just seems dumb to me. So they're going to make super watches that have the Bluetooth and all that.
The Dick Tracy watch?
The Dick Tracy watch.
Speak into it.
And at the end of this announcement, they say, all right, guys, that's our big announcement. Oh, yeah, by the way, here's U2. So U2 comes out and does their U2 thing, you know, and it was announced that they were going to send the new U2 album in its entirety to all 500 million of their iCloud accounts for free, and you could download it into your iTunes for no charge. So 2 million voluntary downloads and 500 million iCloud users just got it sent to them automatically. And it was sent... pro bono.
I see what you did there.
Pro bono. You get that?
I bet they use that as sales figures
on their album.
Huh?
I bet they call those sales figures on their album.
They say, we have the number one album this week. We sold 500 million records.
Yep.
We are the winners of every... album. But I was one of the 2 million people who voluntarily downloaded it. Because why not? I'll listen to a U2 CD. Not excited about it, but if it's free, fuck it. I'll listen to it. I would probably listen to a U2 album just to see if it's any good or not.
And your opinion? Just okay?
There's one song where they actually make somewhat of an attempt to rock.
Yeah.
And then there's 10 songs that are... like really mellow and boring.
Do they do a song where they count out of order?
Unos, dos, and then they go to a different
one,
language?
1, 2, 3, 14.
That's a criticism of was that Vertigo?
Yes.
That they sing? Yeah. But no, it wasn't great, the new U2 CD. But I mean, you know, thanks for giving it to me for free.
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
Cool. And these fellas are almost 60 at this point, right?
Yeah. I can't really think of a group that everyone on Earth would be really excited to...
Well, there's not.
I mean, somebody's going to be pissed off if you force them to download
right.
stuff.
If somebody's like, you have to download Florida Georgia Line or whatever, I'd kill myself.
Nah, dude, but Nelly's in it. It's cool now.
They had to create... They hadn't thought of this ahead of time that, oh, you know, some of these people might not be U2 fans. But, you know, all these people are, you know, flipping through their playlists and stuff, and, like, you know, they got it on random, and then U2 songs come on. I'm like, fuck, I don't want this. What is this doing in here? So they had to create some kind of program to where you could voluntarily delete U2's album if you wanted to, because enough people were complaining that they were given U2 without wanting it that they had to come up with some kind of plan to get U2 off of people's stuff if they didn't want it, which is kind of funny.
U2 rape.
Yeah, they forced U2 on you without your will. Yeah, Brian in the chat, U2 thinks they're that band. They are not. They do, though. I think they think that... I mean, they have the big, giant tours with, you know, the really, really expensive sets and stuff. And I don't
think... they sell out. They sell them out. They do. I'll give them that.
U2 has plenty of people that don't like them, I think.
Yes.
Do we really have anybody anymore that's, like, just universally liked?
Well, I mean, think of whoever has been, though.
I mean, think of, like, Michael Jackson in, like, the late 80s. I mean, was there anybody that didn't like Michael Jackson? I just don't think there really was.
Oh, I'm sure.
Nah, I can't think of anybody. All my buddies like Michael Jackson.
I'm pretty sure my pops did not like Michael Jackson in the 80s.
I refuse to believe that.
Yeah?
Drunk Senior? Yeah. Drunk Senior liked some
now,
Michael Jackson.
Now, like, 60s Michael Jackson, he dug that. Not 80s Michael.
What do you think, fellas? Is it time for a break?
Yeah.
You're running point, bro. You tell me. It's time for a break.
When we come back, we'll talk about some stuff and some things. You know, the LaShawn McCoy thing? Did you hear about that? He's a poor tipper, apparently.
Well,
if you didn't hear about it,
he says he got extremely shitty service.
I'll fill you in. And there was a 14-year-old in Pennsylvania who's in hot water. It's a good tease, right?
Yeah,
absolutely.
We'll be back in 5 minutes, everybody. Thanks for
Mike. Can we make a new segment whenever we don't know what to do with the extra time that we have?
What's that?
We just call random Skype accounts and ask them if they want to be on our show.
Hey, you wanna be on the show? We could ask them if their refrigerator's running.
Yeah.
They better go catch it, and then just hang up.
Do what's supposed to be an exciting advertisement for Squarehead Kids.
On Friday nights, the world's most extreme food and wine podcast can be heard live on RadioFubar.com. Prepare yourselves for the Squarehead Kids.
Settle down. You're out of control.
And then he closed the curtains in
I wish you guys would just shut up and let me speak.
Bitches. Ain't no good at choo-choo over here.
Bitches. You're gonna jack off onto the toast and you're gonna eat it.
Bitches. I'm an artist, so fuck you, little boy.
Bitches.
Download past episodes at squareheadkids.com.
Welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. To contact the show, 309-740-1430 or WFODicks on the Skype.
So speaking of clouds, we are in a cloud right now.
A cloud of Napier fart?
Of cloud of Napier nastiness.
It's really, really a bad one.
It's
yeah.
brutal.
I've been doing that all day today.
Why?
I don't know. There's just a lot of it, and my coworkers were not happy with me today.
I'm not happy with you right now.
No, and you don't have to spend 8 hours with me.
Lord.
Yeah, you only have to spend a half hour with him.
Yeah.
Bi-weekly.
I hope nobody lights a match or this whole place is going to go up.
So you're playing Anchor this week
I'm
in fantasy?
I'm playing Anchor, yeah.
And you're going to beat him, you think?
I currently have a 40-point lead.
Good, because, I mean, we got to...
Take that, Anchor.
We got to beat Unfit for FM at something, right?
Other
we,
than...
We certainly don't have Napier's heart in the battle.
Right.
Unfit for FM has actually been doing shows again. They're back. That's what I hear anyway.
So we can re-include them in the Drunkard's Podcast Challenge?
I guess, yeah. Yeah, they...
Should we just have a random Drunkard's Challenge every week and just whoever gives us the most niceties and thank yous is the one that wins?
Niceties and thank yous?
Yeah.
Well, you know those Sonic Blasphemy podcast guys?
Yes.
Like, we were kind of getting along with them, and they were nice, and they showed up in our chat room a couple times. I talked to them on Twitter. The other day, I went to @mention them on Twitter, and they're just, like, gone. They just, like, disappeared off the face of the earth.
It wasn't that long ago that they were, like, you know, chatting with us and whatnot.
And I told Travis, I said, hey, Travis, fucking the Sonic Blasphemy guys that we talked to, some guy, they're just gone. Where'd they go? Travis goes, I was talking to that guy today. I was like, what the fuck? What happened? No explanation? You're making noise.
My bad.
He's got restless leg syndrome.
My theory is he got hit by a bi-state bus.
Yeah, but if you get hit by a bi-state bus, you don't... Your Twitter account doesn't just go away.
No, dude, new features.
Oh, like it's hooked
Twitter
up to
knows.
Your heart rate? And then
Twitter knows.
Twitter knows when you're... I bet Robin Williams still has a Twitter account. I know Paul Walker does because I @mention him every now and then. I'm like, hey, Paul, you know how you been, buddy? what's his name? Patrice O'Neill. His wife took over his Twitter account and just tweets stuff about promoting her projects now.
Yeah.
Like about every 45 minutes all the time.
Does she remind you that her husband's dead?
I guess, yeah, because, you know, you get on and you're like, oh, Patrice O'Neill is tweeting. I guess he's doing okay now. Like, nope, still dead.
But, you know, his wife's got
fucking,
these things.
Roger Ebert tweets all the time, too, even though he's dead. He's still reviewing movies, I think.
Yeah.
I just saw a Roger Ebert review for a movie that just came out. I'm like, wait, how? What? No.
I guess he was just that good, he could just make up a bunch of them, and they just slap titles on.
The last 5 years of his life, they had, like, a machine that he typed and
right.
spoke in his voice. So I guess maybe, he like, they uploaded his entire consciousness into a computer so he can still watch movies and review them.
He pre-screened all of 2015 movies before he died.
He's like, what? Come on, guys. I don't have much time left.
It's getting close. Give
Lay
me
him on
everything
me.
You got. Everything you got.
He just went to the set and watched them yep. act and said, I don't know, that acting job wasn't really that good in this this particular scene. What music are you going to use? I don't know.
Probably just stood outside the little lot where they were filming like, yeah, I know how this is going to go.
I got a pretty good idea. I'm not going to like this at all.
Oh, he's the director. This movie's going to be poo.
Right. Napier.
What's up, bro?
You're not in our fantasy football league.
That's because I don't follow football.
Neither do I, really. I really just do fantasy sports because my dad wants to do it. And I figure I should do it because he wants to do it.
I'm not allowed to be
in
things
where... really anything.
I'm not allowed to be in things where your dad's there.
You actually pay attention to, like, the fantasy hockey, though, don't you?
A little bit. Until I'm out of it. If it's, like, you know, week 10 and I'm not doing so good, then I'm pretty much done.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm not coming back from this.
Fantasy hockey's tough.
Yeah, it can be. I drafted Ray Rice, and that was probably a mistake. You had Adrian Peterson. Are you bummed out?
No, because he's reinstated.
Oh, he's back? He's okay? All he did was spank his kid, right?
What?
With a stick. He said, go get a stick.
Yeah, that's what happened.
If you're a professional football player, do you really need them to get a stick? I mean...
Well, he said that's how his parents disciplined him, and he didn't think that it was wrong. Sonic Blasphemy. There you go.
Oh, there's our friends.
He's in the chat room. I guess they're not dead. That's good to hear. I'm glad Sonic Blasphemy Guy isn't dead.
Maybe Twitter just had a hiccup, and you just thought they were
dead.
Maybe
he just deleted Twitter and decided to go with the Google Plus.
He's being a rebel.
No, that's not a thing. Does anybody use Google Plus? Google Plus is like a dead zone, right?
Yeah.
There's nobody on Google Plus. You have a Google Plus account because you want Gmail, right?
Yes.
Right. I think I have an account, but I've never used
it. I think I have like 4 Google Plus accounts that I've never used once.
Yeah. Personal reasons.
Personal reasons. Why do you have to...
So now he's all over the Google Plus.
Okay, so now we're going to speculate.
He's going to be the head promoter of Google Plus.
We're going to speculate what the personal reasons are that you quit a website but are still on other websites.
Women.
Sent a dick pic, right?
Women.
Sent a dick pic.
Yeah.
Probably, right?
It says he has to suffer the sins of others. So,
I'm thinking dick pic.
Female?
All right, 309-740-1430 is the phone number to call and clear all this up.
Or
Radio Fubar.
WFOD.
Radio Fubar on Skype.
Well, hold on. Radio Fubar, when did that change?
Oh, about 6 months ago.
So it's no longer WFOD?
Well, it's that too. So, yeah. Do you have other ideas, Napier? It's dick pics, right? It's something with ladies, got caught with his hand in the cookie jar, something along those lines, right?
Or ex-girlfriends, yeah. Could have been an ex-girlfriend like, oh, I found you, Billy. We're going to get together, and you're going to shoot babies into me, and then the state's going to make you stay with me.
You might have gotten hacked too many times. That could be a thing, right?
Got hacked?
Yeah.
And said, fuck this Twitter stuff?
Yeah, maybe he got...
Because, I mean, I get hacked a lot, too.
Yeah, I notice. You sell us stuff on Twitter every now and then. I get text messages from people saying, hey, tell Drunk that... He's selling weight loss stuff, and he needs to change his password.
But I'm actually...
I don't know why they don't just tell you. They tell me to tell you.
I was selling
Ray-Bans. Are these
people
that would have my phone number?
No, it's just...
Oh, they're Twitter telling account. You through Twitter.
Yeah, they're telling me through Twitter to tell you.
Hilarious.
To change your password. So, I am going to lose this week in... Fantasy. I'm playing Matt Leroy, and Matt Leroy is putting up a lot of points. I guess he's taken his podcast away and devoted all of his time and energy into drafting winning fantasy football teams.
Is he succeeding in that?
Yes, yeah. I scored a lot of points. I would have beaten 7 of 10 teams, but I will not beat Matt Leroy.
So is the fantasy movies over?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that ended a couple weeks ago. Dan won.
Damn.
You came in second to last.
Ooh, I didn't come in last?
Well, the only reason you didn't come in last is because Mandy. Yeah.
Mandy's not really good at drafting movies.
No, I don't know what her deal was. She just was not very good at...
I don't know why they didn't go see Think Like a Man 2. That movie had to have been awesome.
Remember when you tried to... somebody voted on Red Tails. Like, they were thinking like a whole bunch of...
They...
would go to see Red Tails, and it turns out that nobody wanted to see Red Tails.
So, going back to this football nonsense, this LeSean McCoy fellow,
yep,
running back for the Eagles,
yep,
was at a burger
currently
joint
playing as we speak,
called PYT, which is that in reference to the Michael Jackson Pretty Young Thing song? PYT, Pretty Young, isn't that?
Is it in Philadelphia?
It's in Philadelphia.
I do not know.
Philadelphia Youth Triangle?
Yes.
Party your...
Philadelphia Yam Tacos.
Philadelphia Young Tramps? Anyway, they sell cheeseburgers, apparently. LeSean McCoy and a couple fellas go to the burger place. They sit down. They have a meal. they weren't, from his perspective, they got shitty service, weren't happy with it. As a statement, leaves a 20-cent tip.
Okay.
The manager of PYT, the Philadelphia
burger joint,
yonder time, takes the receipt, takes a photograph of the receipt, posts it on Facebook. I do. I really want to hear the Sonic Blasphemy story about why his Twitter is gone. Don't you think that's something that we deserve to hear? So anyway, takes a picture of the receipt, posts it on the PYT Party Your Trains.
Tail off.
Party Your Tail Off on their Facebook page and says, this LaShawn McCoy guy is an asshole. And he was mean to our servers who gave him great service, and fuck him. And, like, posted the guy's credit card receipt with the 20-cent tip on Facebook. Now, we've had a lot of these stories where people have taken receipts. Like, one person was a lesbian that somebody wrote on her receipt, you know, I didn't tip you because I don't approve of your lifestyle.
Apparently that didn't happen.
Well, apparently that didn't happen, right? And then there was another one that a black lady was, somebody wrote the N-word on her receipt and didn't tip her. And that turned out to be fake, too.
The pastor one was real. Out of all the fake ones, the pastor lady leaving some bullshit on a receipt actually was real.
Leaving what?
There was a Missouri lady. She was a pastor. And she was pissed off that she had this giant party after church service at this one restaurant, and the restaurant says, like, oh, if you have a group of eight or more people, you know, we're going to charge you gratuity. And the lady wrote on there, like, negative whatever the gratuity was and said, why do you get, you know.
Oh, yeah, I give God 10 or 20%. Why would I give you the same amount or something like that?
Yeah, that was the only one that turned out to be true. And out of all the stereotypes that you get when you do work in a service restaurant, like, you know, Chili's or wherever the fuck she was at, the number one thing you learn is that religious people are the stingiest motherfuckers on the planet. And guess what? It was right. Out of all the other ones, the gay bashers, the racists.
They're 20% for, you know, the lard.
I guarantee.
They've given up, you know, 1/7 of their week to the lard.
You know.
Then I mean, I guess they can afford to be a little stingy.
I'm not one to call
Did
anybody.
He fart again?
And I know for a fact I don't smell good either, and I'm still would rather smell myself.
I keep scooting around, and it's like squishing it out of the chair.
And then he tilted my way. There's an all open area. That
I didn't.
Way.
I
could have tilted that way.
I didn't make any more farts. There were no more farts. There was that one big one, and then nothing. The volcano has been silent. Pompeii has gone dark.
But I don't see what's in it for this restaurant to tip shame somebody. I mean, why would you see that and say, "Oh, I got to try this restaurant"? I mean, for the sake of.
It's just personal. The guy was pissed off. The manager was.
But, I mean, for the sake of running a business, how is this going to benefit you at all? Promotion?
Oh, it doesn't in any way.
It's going to be a news story, and people are going to see it, but they're going to see him being an asshole on the internet.
Yeah. I mean, that worked for that Amy's Baking Company.
I'm not familiar with that story.
Amy's Baking Company is this place out in Arizona or... somewhere. Some hole in the goddamn planet that is America. And this crazy batshit broad gets on Kitchen Nightmares with that Gordon Ramsay. And she out-fucking-crazy Gordon Ramsay on his own fucking show. And he got the fuck out. He quit. He's like, no, I'm done.
He quit his show?
Well, he quit. Like, they were supposed to, like, turn the restaurant around and give him new ideas and, you know, do this whole revamp. A few days into it, he said, no, fuck this, and he left. They took to Twitter, like the baking company took to Twitter and started rambling about an enemies list and how everybody was against him. It was great. if you ever get a chance to figure out the Amy's Baking Company fiasco, go find it. It is the most hilarious read you'll find on the internet, at least for an hour, until a cat farts and then wakes up a puppy.
So we got an explanation in the chat room, which doesn't, isn't what I asked for.
Well, that's more than nothing.
Just keeping the wife happy, certain people had inappropriate relations online, so my wife asked me to back away from the social medias a bit. I just used Google to log into the chat. Okay, so what did you take from that? It's still very vague.
Well,
some people had inappropriate relations. She's aware that some people were being inappropriate on the internet.
Physically? Because you can't.
Some people. Oh. He's not saying he was inappropriate on the internet. He's saying somebody was.
So what's my retort to that is what you're asking?
What are we getting from this?
My retort to that is...
It's all very vague. It's all very mysterious.
If you didn't have a wife, you wouldn't have to quit Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to make some sacrifices in your life. You have to ask yourself, do I really want a wife more than my social medias?
I mean, you can get selfies on Twitter. You can get dong pics on Twitter. You can get butthole pics on Twitter. Where can you get butthole pics on your wife?
This is all very mysterious. Okay. I'm more confused than I was. And we interrupted what we were talking about, because I'm way more curious in this than anything.
The guy over in Philadelphia that posted the receipt is a jackass.
Yes.
And that's probably a good red flag that says don't go to that restaurant.
What is the minimum amount that you can tip to avoid being tip shamed? And why is that even legal for you to take, like, my receipt with, like, my signature? And, I mean, he did black out the credit card number, but I don't think that's the point. I think the point is, like, shouldn't that be against the rules?
No.
To take my receipt of, you know, something that I signed, like, for payment and post it on the internet?
No. Anything that you do in public, you should assume will be very public. If that dude didn't want to be on Twitter being, you know, tip-shamed, and have people calling him a twat, he shouldn't have done it. So, there you go. Don't do things in public that you don't want the public to know about. Don't whip your dick out, you know, at a Taco Bell and wave it at the Mexican broad working the counter if you don't want everybody in your neighborhood to the next day find out that you like waving your wanger around at people at Taco Bell.
Been drinking a bit tonight, drunk.
Are you getting where you need to be?
Feeling kind of, you know.
Oh, so that's not like cranberry juice?
No. I think that in the history of the show, this is the farthest I've ever.
Are you drinking wine?
I am. I'm drinking sangria drunk.
Yeah.
And I
enjoy it.
Does
it come from a box?
Very much. It's my favorite.
Does it come from a box?
This is my third glass of sangria.
That Franzia?
It is not from a box. It is from a bottle. I'm classy.
No, the box is way better than the bottle.
$7 at Sam's Club, so it's reasonably priced.
Drunk, I'll have you know that the greatest things to drink come from a box.
I know.
But I have drank to excess tonight, and I apologize if...
Is that bad? Is that not good?
I apologize if my performance was lackluster this evening.
Do you think that somehow our quality has gone down?
I don't know. I'm under a lot of stress. I like hanging out with you guys. I'm having a good time.
Don't go all Billy Corgan on us and start going on about how nobody gets you and that the Freemasons are out there to kill you.
Speaking of Billy Corgan, did you listen to the point during Labor Day weekend?
No, I don't think so.
They had the top 500 of the 90s.
Right.
I swear to God, every half hour I was listening to a Smashing Pumpkins song.
They had a lot of hits.
Dude, they must have had 20 songs on that list.
Right. It had a ton of hits.
But crazy. Billy Corgan is batshit crazy.
I mean, he's gotten worse, I think.
I think he's one prescription away from becoming Gary Busey.
I mean, he now owns like a tea bar, and he has his own independent wrestling ring place, and he adopts cats. I think he has more than a few cats. Like, yeah, maybe a cat.
So you didn't do too well with yours.
You don't get a whole bunch of cats. That's crazy. Once you get more than one cat, then they should say no. No. My opinion of cats, I think, is on par with China's position on children. You don't need more than one cat ever.
I think that the government...
One cat.
So now that you've been drinking to excess tonight, this is when all the thoughts start rolling. So I need a new movie tonight. I need a new restaurant idea tonight.
A restaurant idea?
Oh, you come up with them all the time, and then I naysay them. That's kind of what we do.
Restaurant idea, cheeses.
Cheeses?
Yeah. They specialize in frying different cheeses and then putting them on steaks and hamburgers and chickens. And the whole thing is you can go there and get a world-class cheese experience.
You know, you're on to something here, but what if they had like a gourmet grilled cheese place? You have a whole bunch of different cheeses.
And bacon?
I like grilled cheeses. The only fast food place I know that sells a grilled cheese is Sonic Burger. And fuck Sonic Burger. I'm not going
no.
to
Steak and Shake. Steak and Shake, yeah.
But a good grilled cheese is hard to come by unless you make it yourself, really. Fast food grilled cheeses aren't that great. You have a gourmet grilled cheese, and you have some things that you could put on grilled cheeses.
So like a panini?
Maybe a panini. And you know what else? Fucking Arby's right now has those gyro things. A gyro, whatever the fuck they're called.
Those can't be good.
They're not bad.
Really?
But they're not like a real one, you know, with the right kind of meat.
Yeah, it's a...
lamb or something?
It's supposed to be lamb and beef.
It's a 60-40 lamb beef mix.
Right. This is just like their roast beef put in a pita, and they say, hey, here's a gyro.
And they got a little special seasonings on it.
Yeah, yeah. And it's good. It's okay. There needs to be fast food gyro things.
And can it also include mac and cheese?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mac and cheese.
A good grilled cheese place with like some grilled onions maybe, or like some grilled mushrooms or something good. You know, make a couple different, you know, grilled cheeses. I guess it's a fine line before, you know, you're not having a grilled cheese and you're having something else.
Like a Philly cheesesteak?
Yeah, but, you know, you put some stuff on a grilled cheese and maybe, you know, mix it up. Every month have something different. Gourmet grilled cheese place. That's my idea.
Yeah.
It just came off the top of my head, drunk.
Well, no, it kind of came off of me.
That's true. That's true.
Just like Mike's Bath Buddy.
Bath Buddy. You need to come up with a theme song for the Bath Buddy, and it'll sell off the shelves.
Bath Buddy.
This will be hot. That's how we'll promote the YouTube channel and get the hits on YouTube so that people will then tune in to watch us on Radio FUBAR like Lisa does. We should have people, we should interview Lisa to see why she comes around.
So a couple weeks ago, drunk, we're sitting here before the show.
Okay.
Talking to Napier. Napier says, hey man, I got a whole bunch of videos of me playing hockey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put on YouTube, right?
Okay.
So they're all cool. You know, we have a YouTube channel, and we don't really have anything on it. We should put more stuff on it.
Sure.
How about I give you the username and the password? So you could put it on the YouTube channel, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just put some content on. Fuck it. Who cares, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, nobody looks at anything on YouTube anyway. Hey, YouTube. Who's even heard of that place?
Right.
Exactly. Damn backwater.
So, send Napier username and password for the YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
Next night, Napier sends me a message. Says, oh, I thought that it would be silly to put my hockey videos on the YouTube channel, so I just made a new YouTube channel for my hockey videos.
Mm-hmm.
That's silly, right?
No, it's a theme. It's WFO hockey.
Wheelbarrow full of hockey?
Yeah.
So all of you, I want you to go check out Napier's YouTube videos of him playing hockey.
You can see me being morbidly obese inside of hockey gear.
You looked extra fat in one of them I watched.
Thank you, sir.
Do you want me to take a video?
I mean, there was one of them that was, okay.
Do you want me to take a video of me just crushing it at some Flippy Cup and put it on there?
Yeah,
do
yeah.
I want you to make Flippy Cup videos. We need to populate our YouTube channel.
Okay.
That's our keys to success.
We could have elephant fights.
We could have a video of how quickly I can put down a fifth.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wait a minute. You couldn't put down a 2-liter.
Stuntman drunk. We need to get more videos of Stuntman drunk on the YouTube channel.
On the YouTube channel.
Won't that just be like a playoff of what's in Drunk's mouth just to see how much more we could fit in Drunk's belly?
What's in Drunk's belly?
Do you think we're going to be...
I have completed a 3-max challenge before.
What's that?
Explain what that means.
So, you know, you go to Arby's and you got the max, and this thing is on like fucking 22s. It's like a 14-ounce sandwich.
I've never heard of the sandwich. Is it a special order sandwich?
No. So you... There's 3 sizes of roast beef. Regular, roast mid, beef. And max.
Roast beef.
I did
3 I got of them the roast beef.
In 10 minutes.
I think Mike's drunk.
Basically a pound and 3/4 of meat. Just boom.
So how fast could you get a pound
and 3/4 of meat?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Do you remember when we were on that show and that guy got so drunk that he passed out at the keyboard?
Yeah.
We shouldn't do that.
Was that other drunk or
what
was
no, that was not other
drunk. You know what I've been watching?
What's that?
X Factor.
Yeah.
The UK one is on Access TV.
Mm-hmm.
You know what they say a lot?
What?
Brilliant.
Oh, I thought they were going to say cunt.
They say brilliant, and you're going to be massive.
That's hot. How's Utopia working out for you?
Oh, man. Utopia, we're hooked on Utopia, drunk. You heard about Utopia?
Yes. Big Brother's almost over, so I'm going to need to go to something else.
You're going
to
watch some Utopia?
Perhaps, maybe.
You're going to have to catch up on it.
Yeah, they got the Fox now or whatever.
Here's the thing about Utopia. There's 15 people, and they're like, they like seclude them from, they like fence them in, and they say, hey, you got this barn, you ain't got no electricity or no water or shit, figure it out.
So are they effing in the show?
Effing?
Yeah, do they like touch parts?
I think there's starting to be some effing. But, like, they didn't know each other. So, like, you know, there's a feeling out period.
Uh-huh.
So, all 15 of these people are awful.
Yeah?
There's not one likable one in the whole 15 of them. I mean, like, you know, you watch a show. Like, I watched the tattoo show.
So, it's a show Napier should be on.
I watched the tattoo show, and I really liked the sausage guy. Because the sausage guy is a nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's friendly.
We had him on the show. He's a good guy.
He actually bullshitted around with us for like 30 minutes.
But there were some people on that show that weren't likable. You have a healthy mix of likable and people you love to hate, right?
Accurate.
This show, all 15 of them, you love to hate. They're all pretty terrible.
You know, in the Hunger Games where you could donate a cachet of food or medical supplies if you had the money, could you donate weapons to Utopia and just have them murder each other? Like, I would like to give the fat broad a big old battering ram.
But like,
I'm sure it's like Survivor where it's over already, right?
The first episode is 2 hours long. And like, by the end of the 2 hours, we were just furious. We were like, fuck these people. I hate this show. But then it was on a couple days later, and we were like, let's watch it again. And like when that hour was over, we were like, God, I hate every one of these people.
But you just couldn't stop watching.
But we couldn't stop watching.
It's like a train wreck.
It's like a train wreck. It just, I can't think of one person on the show that you could root for. They're all terrible. The only guy on the show that you wouldn't
think is a complete pile of shit was a complete pile of shit in the first episode and is now, like, on his best behavior to not be a pile of shit.
Yeah.
So he's already tainted you? Like, you just can't...
You've already made up your mind. You know what I'm saying? You've already made up your mind.
So if you could have a little button that would just, like, gas every single one of them to death, would you be hitting that button pretty quickly?
I don't know. I feel like I still want to watch them do things.
Well,
maybe they'll get in more fights.
So when they do get into fights and they punch each other, does it make you happy because you don't really care who gets injured or who
That's
gets
it.
Hurt?
I don't care what happens to them. I just want to see them suffer.
See, now you know what it's like for me every time I watch any of those reality shows.
You know who I do like, though,
on
the show? I like the announcer guy, like the narrator guy. I like him. He's fun.
Is it Mark Wahlberg?
No.
But not the Mark Wahlberg.
It's like
the
a
other
cool
Mark Wahlberg.
It's like a fella with like a bitchin' stash.
Yeah.
And like cool hats. And like he's just like, you know, hey, the Utopia. And then they play the stupid theme song and then like he like tells people what's going on.
Is it Keith David?
He's a good narrator guy. Everybody else?
Morgan Freeman?
Shitheads.
Does he fuel the fire like, oh, this week?
I don't know.
Oh, like Jeff Probst? That dude pisses me off.
I don't know if they know he exists. Like, oh. I think he's like a watchful eye that is not seen or heard by the people on the show.
Yeah.
We hear him, but they don't.
Oh, so like the chairman on the Iron Chefs. He's just, you know, there.
All right, I'm done.
Drunk is done, Napier.
Yeah.
He turned off his microphone, so that means the show's over.
It's still on.
Napier, drunk is done.
Did you want to talk about that one dude?
I mean, we still got time if you got stuff on your list there.
Fella thought it'd be funny to take a picture humping the face of a Jesus statue.
Okay.
And he's right.
And it is funny. I saw the picture. Looked like Jesus was sucking his dick.
Decently comical, for sure. I guess he got in trouble.
That's a funny picture. You see a Jesus on his knees.
When I was 14, I did dumb shit like that all the time.
Right, because that's what you do. You're a kid, goddammit.
So, did he get in trouble?
Yeah.
They didn't catch him humping the Jesus. Somebody saw the picture on his Facebook and, like, sent it off to, like, prosecutors or something, and they arrested the kid.
Prosecutors?
They got him in trouble somehow.
How are you going to get arrested for humping a Jesus statue?
What was the charge? It was, like...
Some kind of like
desecrating
a sacred image or something, or a public work.
Get out of here with this stupid bullshit.
They said that he might very well get 2 years in jail.
2 years? He's 14!
2 years in jail for humping a Jesus statue.
Dude,
guy didn't pull his actual dick out.
Nope.
Guy just humped a Jesus statue.
Any lawyer in America would take that case. I guarantee you.
As well they should.
I really think that they should, like, you know how they shame people for not leaving tips? They should shame the prosecutors of this.
They should shame anyone who looked at that picture and didn't just say, it's some kid trying to be funny.
Frivolous lawsuit right there.
It's not a lawsuit. It's a criminal...
Okay, that's a frivolous... criminal charge.
Have you ever seen those little statues of Ronald McDonald outside of a McDonald's?
Oh, I fucked so many of those.
Yeah, what if you went to jail because you dry humped a McDonald's statue?
Oh, that gorilla statue at the zoo?
Yeah.
I totally got behind that.
Oh, and turtles at Turtle Park.
Yeah, you take doggy style pictures with that.
Yeah.
Right. You go to the Science Center and that Tyrannosaurus Rex tail, you know, you turn around and you make it look like you got a big, long, green dick.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Why should you go to jail for doing something like that?
You're being funny.
You're not even naked.
You didn't even fuck a real dinosaur's tail.
Right.
It was a statue. You know.
You know what, Mike?
What?
People are dumb.
That's the lesson learned, I guess.
Yeah, don't ever do anything, ever, because somebody might be offended, and that person might be able to throw you in jail for 2 years.
That's, it's a sad time. We have all of this fun stuff at our disposal.
Our garbage disposal.
All these things that we have that we can make look like our dicks.
Exactly.
And we can't. Because people are offended by our fake giant dicks.
You know what?
Look like Tyrannosaurus Rex's tails. And rocks.
You know what you should tell somebody?
Dick-shaped rocks.
You know what you should tell somebody who gets offended by you dry-humping Ronald McDonald?
It's only a matter of time, Napier, before like you do that trick where you put your finger through your fly.
Yeah.
And make it look like your dick's hanging out.
Yeah.
If people are offended by that.
I once talked about ocelot buttholes in front of Chris's grandparents. What if they were offended and they wanted to throw me in jail for talking about ocelot buttholes? That's not cool.
Ocelot buttholes. Ocelot buttholes.
Mike, you know what you should tell people who get offended by you dry-humping Ronald McDonald? You should tell them, see you in hell, faggots.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this installment of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. We are live every Monday night at 9, 8 central on Radio FUBAR. You can download past episodes on Stitcher, iTunes, or our website, wfodicks.podbean.com. If there's any kinds of thumbs or stars that you can click for us, we do appreciate it. It does help with the visibility of the show. You can follow us on Twitter at WFODix. You can follow Drunk at DrunkardSTL. You can follow Travis at ProduceTravis. You can also follow some of our favorite Napier quotes at Napierisms. We're on Facebook as well, facebook.com/WFODix. You can email us at wfodshow@gmail.com or leave a voicemail message at 314-266-WFOD. Radio FUBAR is on 24 hours a day with great content. RadioFUBAR.com. Check out some of the other shows. Let them know that we sent you. There are shirts available in their shop. You can also click the Amazon link that will take you to Amazon.com where you can do your shopping as normal. It does help the station. They do get a kickback. It costs you no extra to do so. Thanks again. We'll talk to you next week and tell a friend.